Investing involves risks, including the risk of loss of your investment. Please consult with a financial professional before investing. Securities offered through Liberty Group, member FINRA, SIPC.
Good morning. The following program is being paid for by Liberty Group, LLC. And the views and opinions of the host do not necessarily reflect those of this station or its ownership. Oh, here he comes. This is Protect Your Assets with your host, as featured in Forbes magazine, David Hollander, President and CEO of the Liberty Group, LLC. Now, broadcasting live from the Protect Your Assets studios in downtown Oakland, here's David Hollander.
Good morning, listeners, and welcome to Protect Your Assets. I'm David Hollander. I'm your host. It's so great to be with you this morning in the Bay Area. What a great day we have for those of you just joining us for the first time. Welcome. People around here, well, they call me the Sandman because I help my listeners sleep well at night by answering their most troubled legal or financial questions every single week right here on KSFO. That's because I am a financial advisor and a licensed practicing California attorney. We're broadcasting live right now out of our studios in Oakland and Orange County. If you have a question, maybe something just happened to you this week. We had a lot of good tweets and questions this week that had to do with real estate and the market being at all-time highs, and it was just a really good week. So if you have a question, you can call me anytime you want at this number, 888-588-5818, or you can always, anytime something comes up, if you just need help, tweet me your question at PYA Radio. That stands for Protect Your Assets Radio. Anytime you want. Remember, it's at PYA Radio. Taxes. One of your biggest expenses in retirement is going to be taxes. That's right. Taxes can take a huge bite out of your lifestyle in retirement. Doesn't it seem to you that the people who always get ahead in life are the ones who don't just work hard, but they work smart? Somewhere along the way, they made one or two really smart decisions that paid off. Well, the same rules apply when it comes to investing for your retirement, or even if you're in retirement right now. Everyone works hard to save as much as they can. $1,000 here, a few thousand dollars there. Over time, this can add up to be a nice little nest egg. But when you start to take withdrawals from those accounts, what happens? Well, you guessed it. It's taxed, and sometimes at very high rates. That's money that doesn't end up in your pocket. It ends up in Uncle Sam's. Imagine if you were able to turn the tables and keep more of that money. You could save literally hundreds of thousands of dollars in taxes over your lifetime. And that's not chump change. This can all add up to seven figures in a real hurry. And that kind of money can be a real financial game changer for you and your family. Here's the deal. If you're like most Americans, you're simply having your taxes prepared in March or April. But that's history. Everything that happened in this year, 2018, is in the rearview mirror as you start to look at it in 2019. That's H&R Block kind of stuff. If you want to truly pay fewer taxes on your money as you take it out of your retirement account, then you must get ahead of this before you take the money out of the account, or even before you start saving it. You have to change your mindset. So on today's show, I'm really excited about this show. It's going to probably be one of the best shows ever. We're going to explore the audacious idea. How do you create a mostly tax-free, that's right, tax-free retirement, even if you've already started? This is going to be one episode where we're not going to leave one stone unturned, and you're going to get a great education today, so don't miss out on this show. Take control of your retirement and learn some ways to get the tax man out of your way. It's going to be a great show full of a lot of information, so stick around. Now, let's get started. What a great week again in the market. You know, Monday, we were all expecting with President Trump's $200 billion tariffs that came out on China to have a real effect on the market. Monday started off a little slow, actually finished down for the day, but then it seemed like Wednesday, the whole market got a liftoff as interest rates went over 3% on the 10-year treasury and bank stocks started to gain as a result of that. The market just couldn't stop. The market finished higher for the week. The Dow was up 2.3%, finished at 26,743, a new all-time high. The NASDAQ, well, the tech sector came under some pressure this week. It was down 0.3%. And the S&P 500, well, that was up 0.85%. Shifting to the economy, big news this week. The Fed is going to be meeting next week. And right now, we're expecting on the 26th, on Wednesday, that they're going to raise rates about 25 basis points. The market is looking for that. So the next 12 months suggest fundamentally that the market, that this market could grind higher. And that's why you saw this momentum occurring this week, despite the fact that you had these new tariffs coming out. A recession, as we look at all the indicators we look at, does not look like it's in the immediate future. But I want to remind you, this past week, there was a very good article that came out, and a lot of opinions are starting to float around about this. Every time in the past, as the Fed has continued to raise rates, the market has tanked. It's just that simple. And so what are they doing now? They've been raising rates for a while. So a lot of people are nervous about that, and they're asking the question right now, which is a great question. How much higher can this market go? One of the precipices that took down the market in 2008 was the housing market. And right now, as more tariffs are slapped on goods, prices for new homes are going up. It's just that simple. It's supply and demand. In fact, 600 products that are used to build homes right now are going to be tariffed or taxed, and it's going to result in about $1 billion in cost on housing. This is going to be the appliances. Take a look at lowering your exposures to companies that have those sort of industries. It could be home builders. They could be appliances. Those are things that possibly you should be getting out of right now. Consider this as well. The average 30-year mortgage right now is at a 7-year high. That'll also slow down home sales. What else is going on in the world right now? Well, the UK Prime Minister just said that Brexit talks have reached an impasse. In other words, it's not happening. They've reached out to the EU and they said, hey, guys, give us some guidance here because we need help. This is not working. Well, the pound fell against the dollar and the euro. It didn't like that. And so there's a little hot spot developing over there. Keep your eye on that. Also, Hurricane Florence, it's over, but it may not be over. This could be one of the costliest storms to ever hit our country. In fact, experts right now are saying it could cost over $20 billion. Where are they going to get that kind of money? North Carolina's tobacco crops have been heavily damaged. What does this mean? This is going to lower the supply of tobacco from that state about 25%. Also, slap on top of that, these new tariffs are hitting things like soybeans, tobacco, and pork. That's what the Chinese buy from us, particularly that state. Now, that's going to affect this economy as well. So these are some things that are out there that you just have to keep your eye on. And I encourage you right now, as you look at your portfolio, to consider adding some exposure to these areas. I like small caps. Small caps are unaffected by any sort of a trade war. Remember that. Also, financials, particularly the credit cards and insurance companies. These all benefit as interest rates rise. It's just a matter of economy. That's just the way it is. Also, value stocks. There's some really good value stocks out there right now. You know, if you take a look at some of the alternative, traditional high dividend payers like AT&T, for instance, these are trading at low levels right now, and they're paying really nice dividends. Also, consider the energy sector. Energy is still going to be an area that's going to benefit from this administration. So you've got to take a look at companies that are connected to that. There are a few that have reached all-time highs and are still paying nice dividends, but you might want to lower your exposure to those if you've been lucky and ridden that wave up. You know, this week I got a question about cannabis, and cannabis is becoming one of those industries that literally is on fire. And right now, many large beverage companies are trying to get into this space. You can go out there and read the press about it. This is a very interesting area, and Canada right now is getting into the mix as well. So this is an area that if you are considering it or considering it as part of your portfolio, do your homework. If you need some help, you can always give us a call. But check that area out. It's going to be pretty interesting. You know, another epidemic I want to talk about today is teenage vaping. This has become a serious problem in our country. And right now, the FDA evidently is considering banning flavors in vaping materials. So one of the big benefactors of this has been a brand called Juul. And evidently, a high level of teens are using this because of the flavor. Now, I just want to let you parents know this. Nicotine is present in these products. In fact, there's a pretty high degree of nicotine in these products. And while they don't contain pesticides, they do have nicotine. And nicotine hurts the developing brain. And our teens who are growing, their brains aren't fully developed until they're in their mid-20s. This stuff hurts them. So please educate your kids, your grandkids about this. They need to stop this stuff. And hopefully the FDA will step in and take away these flavors, which have become super popular with the young kids who just don't know any better. So talk to your family, take care of them, it's important. Next week, what are we looking for there? Well, the Fed is gonna meet, and on Tuesday, they're gonna have their first meeting, and then the Case-Shiller home price index will be coming out. That'll talk about home sales and the price of homes, and so that's very important. Also, we have consumer confidence. And then Wednesday, that's the big day. That's when the Fed's going to announce their interest rate. I'm predicting it's going to go up 0.25%, and that's where we'll be. And I think the market will like that overall. But anything more than that, the market will not like it. So remember, if the Fed starts to go down a path the market doesn't like, history has shown, game over. Thursday, GDP, the GDP numbers will come out, and that will also be important as a gauge on how the economy is doing. Whether you've saved $250,000 or $2.5 million for retirement, chances are that you're wanting some answers on how to keep more of that money in your pocket and less in the tax man's. When we come back, I'm going to talk about tax-free income and how you can start to generate that right now. It's all coming up next on Protect Your Assets. So stay with me. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Show on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Radio Network.
I am the Eggman. They are the Eggman.
Welcome back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander. Do you dream of a successful retirement? Let the Sandman and his team guide you towards a smart retirement by calling 888-588-5818 and scheduling an appointment today. Now, back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander.
Welcome back. Welcome back. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman, and you're listening to Protect Your Assets on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. One of your biggest expenses in retirement is taxes. That's right. Taxes can take a huge bite out of your lifestyle in retirement. That's because you pay taxes and file tax forms that you've never filed before. Instead of putting money into your retirement accounts, you take money out. And as you do that, it's taxed as ordinary income. You have to pay tax on your Social Security income, taxes on your pension, and taxes when you take money out of your IRAs and 401ks. Listen, if I gave you a choice between a taxable retirement and a tax-free retirement, which would you choose? Well, that answer is obvious. Of course, tax-free. But how do you do that? Under the new tax law passed late last year, I thought taxes went down. Well, that's true for most middle-income retirees, but let's take a look at what's going on right now in our country. On January 1st, 2008, the first of now 75 million boomers began to retire from the workforce and move onto the rolls of our nation's retirement programs. Since 2017, payroll taxes alone don't create enough income to cover the cost of Social Security payments. So the government will have to make this revenue from other areas. Where do you think they're going to get it? And what about Medicare and Medicaid? We are currently $20+ trillion in debt. Don't you think we're going to be looking at higher taxes in the future? According to the CBO, the Congressional Budget Office, projects say that if Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid go unchanged, then get this, the rate for the lowest tax bracket is going to increase from 10% to 25%. You heard me, from 10% to 25%. Get this, the tax rate on incomes in the current 25% tax bracket will have to increase to, get ready for this, 63%. And the tax rates on the highest tax bracket would have to be raised from 35% to 88%. Now, I know what you're saying, 88%. Well, this has happened before. Remember back in the 80s, Jimmy Carter days, tax rates have been much higher than they are today. So shouldn't you pay your income taxes now when you can control the amount of tax liability you're going to face on that money? How do you transfer the rest of the money to a tax-free bucket? These are great questions. So let's look at an example. Let's look at a couple who's age 65. They're filing a joint return here in 2018. Their standard deduction has been raised to $26,400. There are no more personal exemptions. So this couple can now withdraw $26,400 of fully taxable money and pay no income tax. You heard me right. No income tax. So if that couple withdrew, say, $26,400 for 20 years, they would withdraw $528,000 and pay no tax. You're hearing me correctly, folks. No taxes. So consider this. The next tax bracket is the 10% bracket. That means that the next $19,050 of fully taxable income will be taxed at 10%. Well, 10% of $19,050 is $1,905. If you divide $1,905 by $45,450, remember how I got there? That was the previous 26.4, which you're allowed to take out, plus 19050. The percentage is 4.2%. Now, that is a reduction from 2017. You may remember back in 2017, it was 4.4%. What's my point? If they withdrew $45,450 of taxable money for 20 years and pay taxes on that money every year for 20 years, they would withdraw, get this, $909,000. And at this level, they would pay 4.2% of the 909 or $38,178 to eliminate the income tax liability on that block of money. Well, compared to last year, this couple withdrew an extra $68,000 over 20 years and paid only $1,174 more in taxes. Think about that. Only $1,174 more. That's not a big deal, is it? Why wouldn't anyone do this? I know why. Because this is complicated. It's like I'm speaking a foreign language to you right now, right? You probably don't know where would you start. How do you do this? Well, guess what? You're not alone. You need to start by talking to someone who has a roadmap to take you from where you are now to where you want to be. Tax-free. Someone who's a fiduciary, who's knowledgeable and experienced that can educate you on how to convert all that taxable, tax-deferred money you've been building up all these years into tax-free. That's why it makes a lot of sense to meet with our team here at the Liberty Group, who looks at these kind of decisions every day in my office, as opposed to many of the other folks you're going to hear on the station. We have a CPA, we have three estate planning attorneys, and I have a team of financial advisors who all work together. That's right, we're all in the same office. We sit down with you, work together to look at your situation. We can help you understand what steps you can take right now so you don't pay more in taxes or penalties as you start to unwind this mess that's been created all these years. You're sitting on a tax bomb right now. You can find out how to unwind this. This is all in my Protect Your Assets Life Plan. If you've saved at least $250,000 in a 401k, IRA, brokerage, heck, I don't even care if you have cash at the bank earning zero interest. Add it all up. If you're at $250,000, then here's what you need to do. For the first 10 callers this morning, I'm going to give you absolutely free your very own customized Protect Your Assets Life Plan. Call this number, 888-588-5818. Again, that number is 888-588-5818. Learn how to get entirely tax-free income in retirement. Doesn't that sound and feel good? Pick up the phone, talk to a member of my team. They're sitting there right now. Call this number, 888-588-5818. Again, 888-588-5818. Call now. Coming up next, can you get entirely tax-free income in retirement? The answer is yes. And I'm going to tell you how. It's all coming up next. So keep it right here. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Show on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. We'll be right back.
The Protect Your Assets team is standing by. If you're one of the first 10 callers right now, you will receive your very own complimentary analysis. The number to call is 888-588-5818. We are live and we are local. 888-588-5818.
Whether now or in retirement. Now, saving for medical costs makes sense, given that medical cost is going to be a major expense in your retirement. Consider this, a 65-year-old couple today who retires has no reason to expect an early death because they're healthy, particularly you right now. Listen to me, on your way to the gym, you're going to pay about $400,000, you heard me, about 400 grand for medical and long-term care costs in retirement. That's a lot of money. So why wouldn't you do this? Well, listen to this. With your traditional 401k or IRA, HSAs allow you to set aside money without paying federal or state income taxes on it. Now, I need you to check with your CPA because every state is different, and how you contribute to this and save for it really requires a tax analysis. But listen to this, money in your HSAs grow tax-free. I mean, is that a gift or what? Tax-free growth forever. And if used now or later for medical expenses, these can be withdrawn again tax-free. In contrast with the traditional 401k or IRA we've been talking about in the last segment, you've got to pay income taxes on that money as it comes out. For a 401k, the current annual limit is $18,500 for people under 50 years old, $24,500 for older investors. Now, for the HSA, the annual cap right now is $3,450 for an individual, and if you have a family, it's $6,900. Now, if you're over 55 and you're still working, you can throw another $1,000 at that. So that's $7,900 a year you could be putting into these accounts. Those who can't afford to put the maximum in both accounts should do this. Here's what I want you to do. For all you savers, anybody can do this. That's why I love this. Here's how you would do this. First, allocate enough of your money to your 401k to get 100% of your company match. Once you get that, then switch to the HSA with the rest of what you have budgeted to save. Does that make sense? So again, max out your 401k as long as you're getting matched to the full extent of that match. And then if you've budgeted to save another $3,000, $4,000, or $5,000, depending on your status, shift that into your HSA. If you can save more, then do that. If you want to figure out, well, how do I get more than, say, $7,900 tax-free? Stay tuned. In my next segment, I'm going to review a way that you can save an unlimited amount of money. That's right, unlimited. So stay tuned. That's coming up next. So to open up an HSA, you must be covered by an HSA qualified health insurance plan. Among other things, the plan must have a deductible of at least $1,350 for individuals, and for families, $2,700. The biggest payoff with an HSA comes when the money set aside isn't used for current medical bills and instead compounds over time for use in retirement. The longer you let the HSA money grow, the more valuable this benefit becomes to you. Let me give you an example. Consider this. For the sake of simple round numbers, let's assume I have a $75,000 a year salary. That means that after paying federal income tax at a 25% rate, I'm going to pick a state, New York. New York state income tax at 6.45%, and FICA or FICA taxes at 7.65%. I get to keep 61 cents of each additional dollar I earn. It's not bad, but not great. Consider this. By saving in an HSA, I can shelter 100 cents of every additional dollar I earn from taxation forever, assuming I use that money for medical bills. 100 cents. Due to the HSA's extra tax advantage, each dollar I put into my account will turn into $2.19 after 20 years, assuming a measly 4% annual inflation-adjusted return. This came straight out of Vanguard. By contrast, the same dollar will be worth just $1.64 after I take it out of a traditional 401k in two decades and pay income taxes on the withdrawal. The example assumes I'm paying a 25% federal income tax rate and it ignores state tax, but $2.19 versus $1.64, that makes it pretty obvious, doesn't it? Especially if you're saving thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars and compounding it over a long period of time. In an HSA, remember this, savings can compound to produce higher returns than those available from other types of accounts. You remember what Albert Einstein said? Compound interest is the most powerful force in the universe, even more powerful than a nuclear bomb, which he invented. That's incredible. So withdraw money from your tax-free HSA. Here's how this works. You have to use that withdrawal money for qualified expenses. Well, what could those be? Well, those could include medical bills, dental bills. You need glasses, vision care. You can deduct that. You can use your premiums for your Medicare plans. Not Medigap, but most of you don't have that. So you have Medicare plans. You can use it for those premium payments. And here's the big one. You can use it for a portion of long-term care insurance premiums. Now, do any of you have long-term care? Have you thought about maybe not needing it? Or how would you fund it? This could be the way to do that. If you use your HSA for non-medical expenses, remember this, you're going to owe income tax on that distribution and there'll be a 20% penalty if you take it before you're 65. That's not good. So make sure you remember that, but I want you to step back for a moment and think about how great it would be to now have another option to save tax-free money that can compound tax-free for the next 5, 10, 15, 20 years of your life. I mean, you can just see the number. It's just multiplying. It's growing. It's getting bigger. And if you consider yourself to be open-minded, then maybe you should think about this. Maybe you're listening to me right now and you feel pretty good about your investment plan. Let's face it, nothing really bad has happened. Your real estate's gone up. Your stock portfolios are probably up. No one's called you. There's no need to change, right? And let's face it, nothing bad has really happened yet. But remember Jack Welch, the guy that made GE one of the best companies in the world? Jack said this, quote, "Change before you have to," end quote. Why are you waiting until something bad happens to make a smart move? Waiting until something bad happens is the worst thing you can do. It's like putting your seatbelt on after you got involved in an automobile accident. It's not going to help you afterwards. You have to put it on before you put that car in gear. If you're not taking advantage of all the tax-free income ideas that are available to you, then you are setting yourself up to pay more taxes later. You know it and I know it. Taxes at some point in the future will be higher. Once this new tax law, this gift that President Trump just gave us, once it goes away, we're going to be paying more taxes because the law is going to sunset and the other taxes are coming back. So you need to get in front of this right now. While the current tax laws are what they are, they're favorable to you. They're here to help you. They want to give you more of your money back. Let us help you figure this out, because if you don't, this could derail your retirement plans. It's really that simple. You're listening to me right now. This is your sign. Your peace of mind is too important to be sitting there wondering if your current plan is on the right track, wondering if you're going to have enough to end up financially secure to travel and have the freedom you've dreamed about in retirement. We can help you, but you have to help yourself first. If you've saved at least $250,000 in a 401k, IRA, brokerage, even cash in the bank, add it up. And if you want tax-free income, then pick up the phone right now. Call this number, 888-588-5818. For the first 10 callers, you can have absolutely free your own customized Protect Your Assets Life Plan, where we'll show you how to do this in writing. Call this number, 888-588-5818. Turn yours into tax-free income right now. Dial this number, 888-588-5818. It's time for a quick break, but when I come back, find out how to get more tax-free income without any limit. Call this number, 888-588-5818. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Show. We'll be right back.
The Protect Your Assets team is standing by. If you're one of the first 10 callers right now, you will receive your very own complimentary analysis. The number to call is 888-588-5818. We are live and we are local. 888-588-5818. Who will be your ally in your retirement years? You've heard the Sandman share important information about making plans for your retirement. David Hollander and his team at the Liberty Group knows that in retirement, it's about more than just the money. It's about your total health. There are a lot of financial advisors to choose from, but how many of them take a holistic approach to retirement planning? The Liberty Group has helped hundreds of people plan for retirement. They want to be your ally for the rest of your life. No more guessing. With the Liberty Group, you'll have a plan and an advisor throughout your retirement years. Call the Protect Your Assets team today at 1-866-PROTECT and make an appointment to start planning for your retirement. Call 1-866-776-8328 right now. You deserve to have an ally in retirement at 1-866-PROTECT.
Investment advisory services offered through Liberty Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Securities offered through Liberty Group, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Insurance offered through Lifetime Insurance Marketing, INC. Insurance license number 0D10261.
Hey, how you doing? Educational videos, top quality, right here.
You'll never hear anyone selling education on the street.
Yo, what's up, baby? Wanna learn some history?
I got live learning, beautiful books inside.
And don't expect anyone to just offer you an education.
Who needs a high school diploma, huh?
And fortunately, you can't buy a diploma from some guy with a briefcase. But there is one way you can get the educational skills you and your family need for free, with free family learning programs. Call 1-877-FAMLIT-1 for information on free GED, computer training classes, and other family learning programs. That's 1-877-FAMLIT-1.
Check it out, check it out. Win your GED right here, guaranteed, ma. Come on, check it out.
After all, you can't get your education on the street. Free family learning programs from the National Center for Family Literacy. The first step to a better life. Brought to you by the National Center for Family Literacy and the Ad Council.
Mind and magnetism's perfect. She says she knows just how to cool down California.
Welcome back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander. As an investor, you absolutely need to know about all of your fees, learn what they are, and how to potentially reduce your fees by calling the Liberty Group for a no-obligation investment fee analysis. The number to call is 888-588-5818 to set up your personal appointment. That's 888-588-5818.
Welcome back. Welcome back. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman. And you're listening to Protect Your Assets on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. You know, one of your biggest expenses in retirement is taxes. That's right. Taxes can take a huge bite out of your lifestyle in retirement. That's because you pay taxes and file tax forms you've never filed before. Instead of putting money into your retirement accounts, you take money out and you have to pay tax on your Social Security income. Taxes on your pensions, on your rents, taxes when you take money out of your IRA and your 401k. These taxes are killing you and you don't know what to do. One of the best ways to get informed is to come to one of our workshops. If you go to our website, our brand new website, check it out. It's pretty neat. LibertyGroupLLC.com. Again, LibertyGroupLLC.com. There's a tab at the top that says events. Click on it. When you get into it, you'll see there's upcoming events. And right there, coming up September 27th, that's next week, in Walnut Creek, California, at the delicious restaurant Scott's, we're going to be doing a great dinner meeting. You can register right there on the website. Click the blue button, sign up. Seats are still available. And we'll be talking about ways to generate more tax-free income. We'll also answer any types of questions you might have. So bring your questions. You want your trust reviewed? We're lawyers. Bring your trust. Want to wish a happy birthday? Happy birthday to Carlos Sanchez, Les Bose, Wendy Plessis, Dennis Owen, Tim Walsh, and Brenda Seltzer. Happy birthday to all of you. I hope you guys have a great birthday week. Now, in the previous segment, I was talking about how to generate tax-free income that was unlimited. Now, I want you to think about something, and I'm telling you right now, you got to turn off the noise, and you got to think about this, because when I say this word, your mind's going to go someplace, and I want to try and educate you a different way today. So, I'm going to talk about universal life insurance. Now, here's how these work. As you know, with life insurance, you pay a premium and you receive a certain death benefit, and that's traditionally the way they work, whether you have a term policy or something called like a whole life, like a universal life insurance. There's a minimum amount of premium that you have to pay in these sort of things to keep them going, just to keep the death benefit alive. All of these have to have a death benefit. And I want to illustrate something for you today. I want to assume I have a 40-year-old male who wants to buy $500,000 in life insurance just to protect his family. And he wants to pay the minimum amount of premium allowed to keep that policy around for, say, 20 years. Well, you might expect him to pay about $400. If this 40-year-old male continued to make the $400 payment, he could potentially accumulate a cash value in, say, a whole life policy of maybe $250,000 at the age of 67, assuming he was doing that monthly. Now, you have perceived ideas about life insurance. I understand that, but I want you to take a fresh look at this concept. How would you feel if instead of $400 a month for $500,000 of life insurance, you were told it was going to be $1,800 a month? I know what you're doing. You're coughing and sputtering right now. You're saying, that's way too expensive. And you might even think, this is over. I'm done. But just listen to me for a minute. When you put $1,800 into any savings account, do you say to yourself, you know, that's just way too much money to pay for the savings account? Of course not. Why? Because when you're saving money, it's not a purchase. The more you save, the more you hope to return in the future. And the longer you have to let it grow, and the more you can put into your account, the more powerful interest growth occurs for you. So if the 40-year-old male put $1,800 a month into a $500,000 life insurance policy, let's see what it could do for him. Depending on the policy, at age 67, his cash value could be as high as $1.8 million with a death benefit of $2.3 million. Though that money is in the policy, it is still his money to do with as he pleases, just like any other savings account he might have. However, the largest single factor in utilizing the power of life insurance comes with this, the distribution. Would you like to have a completely tax-free retirement? Just ask yourself that question. If so, then this individual has funded his life insurance to the maximum amount as allowed by the tax law, and he now has this big pot of money just waiting to be utilized. So how does he get at it? One option is he can simply withdraw it. He can call up the company and let them know he likes to cancel the policy, and if they send him the proceeds in his cash value, then he's going to get a check for $1.8 million. But then what? Well, the IRS wants their share of the pie. In this case, he put in $583,200 and drew out $1.8 million, leaving him a net profit of $1,216,800. Well, the net profit's going to be taxed, just like a distribution from his IRA. Well, that's not a good deal. It gets even worse because life insurance did not provide him with tax deferral on his original contribution. Well, what other option does he have? A beautiful one. Let me educate you on this. Life insurance companies, through their lobbyists, have set up a provision within most policies that allow the client to take a loan against their cash value. Not from their cash value, this is important, but against their cash value. Your reaction, oh, that doesn't sound good. During my retirement years, I don't want to be taking loans. But what if I told you that this loan charged you little to no interest and that it never, that's right, never needed to be paid back during your lifetime? Does that change your picture? You bet it does. Explore this. Same example. $583,200 of total money put into this. The tax law regarding life insurance says that as long as he has stayed under the contribution maximum, called a modified endowment contract, then the first amount of money withdrawn out of the life insurance can come out tax-free as a withdrawal, not a loan, up to his total contribution amount. In this case, the client could withdraw $583,200 without paying any tax. Why? Because these dollars have already been taxed. They're simply a return of his premium. But that still leaves him the $1.2 million we were talking about earlier. It's at this point that the loan provision gets employed. Let's assume that at age 67, the total cash value in the policy of $1.8 million could provide an annual income to this individual of, get this, $125,000 a year, every year for the rest of his life until he reaches age 100. Well, we know that he contributed $583,200 in premium payments. So that means that he could take withdrawals of $125,000 a year for 4 years tax-free, since that would simply represent a return of life insurance premium he's paid over the last 27 years. In this example, in the fifth year of withdrawals, this individual would still receive $125,000 tax-free from the life insurance company, but it would not come out in the form of a withdrawal from the policy. It would get distributed in the form of a loan from the insurance company itself. Are loans taxed by the government? No. when you borrowed money to buy your car, was that loan taxed? No. The car was taxed, but not the loan. When you borrowed money to buy your house, was that loan taxed? No. The same is true when a loan is taken from a life insurance company. As far as the IRS is concerned, this is invisible money that you get to use during your entire life. And the best part of this is that that money is tax-free and that no one can change that from you. Let that sink in for a moment. You're listening to today's show so you can understand how to create tax-free income. So you can take advantage of all the new changes contained in the 500 plus pages of this new tax code that's now the law. And if your advisor doesn't know your tax situation, if they aren't asking to review your tax return right now and recommending adjustments to your accounts, then that should concern you, because how could your plan be tax efficient if your investment person doesn't understand your tax situation? How can your plan be optimized to take advantage of all the opportunities in this new tax law if the person you trust for investment advice isn't intimately familiar with your tax situation? I can tell you, as someone who's in this business, that you can't. You can't have an investment strategy that is tax efficient and fully integrated without first understanding your tax situation. It's like a radiologist not looking at an x-ray or a CAT scan, but saying, oh, the brake's right there. This is complicated stuff, and you need a team of experts working on your side. In our office, we have a CPA. We have a handful of estate planning attorneys and a team of financial advisors who want to help you create more tax-free income right now. The way I see it, there's two types of taxpayers, the informed and the uninformed. Who do you think pays more taxes? We want to help you take advantage of the tax laws for the informed. Remember, the laws are going to change in 7 years. If you've saved at least $250,000 in a 401k, IRA, brokerage, savings account, pick up the phone and right now, for no charge, you can have your own Protect Your Assets Life Plan. Call this number, 888-588-5818. Again, the number is 888-588-5818. Last time, talk to a member of my team, 888-588-5818. Want to give a big thanks to the Protect Your Assets team today for putting together another great show, because without my team, just another pretty voice on the radio. Thanks again, everybody. You've been listening to the Protect Your Assets show on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. I'm David Hollander, the Sandman. Go out and make the rest of your life the best of your life.
The Protect Your Assets team is standing by. If you're one of the first 10 callers right now, you will receive your very own complimentary analysis. The number to call is 888-588-5818. We are live and we are local. 888-588-5818. We hope you enjoyed the show. And more importantly, we hope you learned something valuable. We'll be back next week at the same time, same place.
All calls have been screened. Callers should not expect their conversations with David Hollander on the radio or with staff to be held in confidence. And that legal information provided on the air is not intended to be a substitute for callers hiring their own lawyers to advise them about personal legal matters. Callers should not provide their full names while on the air. The views expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect the views of the station. Proper advice depends on complete analysis of all the facts and circumstances.
The information given on this program is in the nature of general financial comment and cannot be relied upon as pertaining to your specific financial situation. California Life Agent, number 0B48569.
Listeners should consult their own financial advisor or conduct their own due diligence before making any financial decisions.
The preceding program is being paid for by Liberty Group, LLC, and the views and opinions of the host do not necessarily represent those of the station or its ownership.